Rosa and the lobster in Peggling the Pegger. The sun shone brightly over the Monterey Bay Aquarium, as the solar rays began to peek over the crest of the ocean horizon. Rosa awoke from her slumber, and surveyed her kingdom. What a beautiful empire it was! The marine animals were just waking up, and beginning their peaceful activities. The gentle lap of the waves against the coastal rocks below made Rosa smile ever so slightly. This was her domain, and it was perfect. Before starting her day, Rosa took the time to carefully preen her immaculate fur, and style her pristine silver head. She stepped one foot out of her room, and beamed at the rest of the creatures, her subjects. It truly was a great time to live here, in the utopia that was called the Monterey Bay Aquarium. This happiness, however, would not last for much longer. Rosa leaned a fuzzy paw against the railing and gazed pensively out at the endless sea, stretching onwards further than the eye could see. That ocean used to be her home, and a part of her longed to return, but she knew in her heart that this was where she belonged. It was her duty to protect the threatened marine creatures, and Rosa would do whatever necessary if it meant securing the safety of her people. Beams of light danced on the surface of the water like a handful of brilliant diamonds. Rosa was entranced by the sheer beauty the ocean could offer. She basked in the pure sunlight, but the blinding radiance provided the perfect cover for something more sinister. Two balls raised themselves out of the ocean depths. Two beady eyes blinked once, and set their focus on their target. Two enormous pincers flexed, muscles rippling, exuding raw bloodlust. Two brutish legs propelled an evil force swiftly, yet silently through the water. His name was Claude the Lobster. And he was furious. For so long, tales of the elegant Rosa had polluted his waters. He was the most powerful, not some lowly sea otter, and he was here to prove it. Who needed grace and beauty when you had unrefined strength? He would make the Monterey Bay Aquarium bend to his will, he was certain of that. No otter could stop him now. Planting his feet on the rocky sea floor, he arose from beneath the foaming waters. His hulking body blotted out the morning sun, and he could feel all the gazes from within the aquarium turned to him. He wanted them to watch as he burned their kingdom to the ground. Screams echoed around the walls of the once peaceful sanctuary, and Rosa couldn't believe it. How could her domain have fallen so easily to such a malevolent force? Despite the fear that quelled deep in her heart, she stood tall and faced the menace that was Claude the Lobster. The Monterey Bay Aquarium wasn't going down without a fight. Rosa whipped around, expecting her loyal animals to be standing behind, ready for the war to come, but not a soul was present. The animals had descended into disarray, fleeing for their lives. Rosa let out a deep sigh. She couldn't blame them for having terror, but it was certainly disappointing that no creature was willing to take up arms to protect their safe haven. Claude, the lobster, admiring the chaos he had enkindled, smiled a wide-toothy grin. Without even fighting, he had almost won. At least, that's what he thought, but he was tragically unaware of Rosa's ace up her sleeve. Rosa slipped her soft paw into her pocket and pulled out a small device, pressing a large red button with an audible beep. Claude's confidence wavered for a split second, but when he saw no effect he began to move in for the kill. They came from the sky, in numbers so grand that they could overwhelm even the strongest of armies. A crew and Z crew, warriors sent from above by the Big Pepper himself, to assist Rosa in her toils. Claude the Lobster couldn't help but let his jaw drop and retract his claw, which was mere decamillicentimeters from Rosa's perfect head. With a confident smirk, Rosa raised her right paw and swiftly brought it down, with one finger pointing directly at the hawking red figure. With the blatant signal from their new commander Rosa, the crews set into motion, starting with a crew. With cries of "Doug Doug Shank!" and "Doug Doug Claude!" they courageously charged into battle. Wielding their weapons imbued with the power of the screenshot, the world was filled with a brilliant and holy light. Claude the Lobster howled in agony, covering his eyes with one arm and wildly swinging with the other. A crew was too caught up in their own confidence, and Claude the Lobster's furious swipes knocked them all off their feet. Rosa watched in disbelief as a crew hurtled through the air, bodies dropping out of the sky like flies. Claude the Lobster uncovered his eyes and sneered. Maybe this wouldn't be so hard after all. With a deep, earth-shattering laugh, Claude the Lobster began his second advance, failing to notice the sudden disappearance of Z-Crew. In one swift, coordinated strike, Z-Crew leapt up from underneath the concrete rubble towards Claude the Lobster. For the second time, Claude the Lobster was surprised by a sudden attack, and yowled in pain. The Z-Crew warrior swarmed Claude the Lobster, clinging onto his appendages and stabbing between the jinx in his armored skin. This could have been the end for Claude the Lobster, but the ocean was right behind him, his territory. Leaping backwards, Claude the Lobster crashed into the turbulent waves, creating an explosion of water that could be seen for miles. Z-Crew had no choice but to let go, and they were flung back into the collapsing aquarium. Rosa couldn't believe her eyes. A crew and Z-Crew were being defeated. With a shaky cry, she ordered a hasty retreat and fell back into the dilapidated confines of the Monterey Bay Aquarium. The ceiling shook, and dust fell down around Rosa and her army. Deafening thumps were heard above, as Claude the Lobster brought down a rain of destruction whilst looking for his prey. A crew and Z-Crew huddled together, tending to devastating wounds while Rosa considered her options. The two crews were extremely powerful, there was no doubt about that, but Rosa knew that there was something missing. At this rate, they would be overthrown. As Claude the Lobster's thundering footsteps grew closer, it dawned on Rosa. She knew exactly what to do. Standing up on a nearby counter, she cleared her throat to gather everyone's attention and began her speech. Everyone. Things are looking grim, that's for sure, but we mustn't give up hope just yet. Rosa said to the crowd. The crews exchanged wary and doubtful looks, but continued to listen. A crew, you excel in overwhelming the enemy, but you lack coordination. With Claude the Lobster's sheer strength and brutal power, wild attacks like yours just won't do. Explained Rosa, and then she turned to Z-Crew. Z-Crew, you have precision and well-imagined plans, but that's not enough to take down Claude the Lobster. Both crews looked downward sheepishly. But let's not fret, Rosa exclaimed, because all is not lost. You both have your strengths and your weaknesses, but if we can unite and use our skills together, we can become unstoppable. Starting now, you all are no longer a crew and Z-Crew. I present to you, Alphabet Crew. When those two words were stated, the aquarium was filled with a sacred flame, and when the radiance subsided, both a crew and Z-Crew were gone. In the middle of the room sat the Alphabet Crew, surrounded by intense power, and the lingering smell of bell peppers. Roaring cries of war, the Alphabet Crew stampeded out of the aquarium to face their foe. Rosa, following in the rear, grinned to herself. With the power of unity and friendship, she was able to assemble an army strong enough to conquer Dugdug himself. Her furry paws pit-pattering, as she scampered into the heat of the battle. Screams of Claude the Lobster's agony echoed around the gray battlefield. The Alphabet Crew was an unstoppable force. The screenshots confused Claude the Lobster, and gave just the right amount of time for the rest of the crew to encircle and entrap him. Rosa watched intently as the Alphabet Crew overwhelmed their oversized enemy. However, this was not the end. While the Alphabet Crew was able to hurt Claude the Lobster a substantial amount, they hadn't the power to kill. Claude the Lobster's thick red shell and pear green fuchsia shorts provided too much armor for the Alphabet Crew to penetrate. With a bellow, Claude the Lobster let out a vocal shockwave that blasted all of his assailants away. The Alphabet Crew rained down from the skies like a human hailstorm. Rosa had never seen so much power, and her immaculate fur ruffled from the intense force. The Alphabet Crew fell around her, the dull thuds from their bodies like bombs amongst the battlefield. Claude the Lobster stumbled backwards, panting heavily. Such might came at the cost, and the cost was his energy. Claws on knees, Claude the Lobster panted, and revealed a gaping chip in his seemingly invulnerable shell. Alphabet Crew's efforts had not been in vain. Rosa, recognizing the opportunity, dashed forward onto Claude the Lobster's carapace. Claws, sharp enough to tear through steel, extended outwards from Rose's paws and plunged themselves into Claude the Lobster's fleshy interior. Claude the Lobster howled in torment, grasping and continually failing to entrap Rose's small furry form. Deeper and deeper went Rose's daggers, working into Claude the Lobster's depths. The vengeful shine in Claude the Lobster's once fearsome eyes faded, and he slumped forward, eternally dormant. With a sigh of pure relief, Rosa lifted herself from Claude the Lobster's gore. With a toothy grin, she surveyed the carnage caused by her foe. The Monterey Aquarium was crumbled, but not gone. It had seen much worse in its maiden days. Just as she went to step down and check on her subjects, brilliant beams of light shot up from the ground. With their work over, the alphabet crew returned back to the heavens, lest their assistance was needed once more. The residents of the aquarium slowly peeked out from their hidden enclosures, and one by one began to cheer for their savior. Leaping down gracefully from her keel, Rosa aided those who had fallen, and led efforts to restore balance to her kingdom. After a few weeks, things were returning back to what they once were. The young marine creatures went back to frolicking in their enclosures, the elders told stories of Rose's bravery, and the Monterey Bay Aquarium was looking better than it ever had. News around town was that Claude the Lobster's wife has divorced his dead body for losing to a little sea otter. Rosa too divorced Claude the Lobster after marrying and pegging him before the battle. Rosa had won, and her kingdom was eternal. The end.